This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, the 22nd of February. Queensland's more than 600,000 landlords have been warned they could face criminal charges if they ignore tough smoke alarm laws after the owner of the Russell Island home that burnt to the ground, killing six people, was charged. In a rare move by the Queensland Police Service, Donna Rose Beadle was issued a notice to appear on one count of owners must install smoke alarms following the fire in 2023. Sydney police allege a man strangled a woman and child to death inside a martial arts studio in North Parramatta before he drove the woman's white BMW to Baulkham Hills and fatally stabbed her husband on Monday night. Taekwondo instructor Kwang Kuan Yu underwent surgery to his hands and arms on Tuesday night. He was arrested when he awoke from surgery and is being questioned by police. He is expected to be charged. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
More than a dozen detectives from specialist Melbourne-based units have been assigned to the Samantha Murphy mystery as it emerges as the state's top priority police inquiry. The major expansion of the investigation comes 18 days after the mother of three vanished while on a Sunday morning run in Ballarat, with still no standout theory on what happened. And two brothers have saved the lives of a mother and daughter who became distressed while swimming off an Adelaide beach. The incredible rescue was pulled off with just 1 minute between tragedy in what surf lifesavers say serve as a reminder of the dangers of the ocean.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on CrimeX Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on CrimeX Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.